All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake News Radio. I'm Charlie McGrath, your host. It is 9/11, Tuesday, 2012, and we continue our conversation with Susan Lindauer. And I want to announce, if you're not in the chat room, please get in there. I'm going to try to do a better job this hour of monitoring for questions in the last hour of the program. Joining me on the panel is guest host Eric Lovely and special guest host, it's like the FBI, agent and special agent, special guest host Benny Eastwood. And, of course, we have CIA whistleblower Susan Lindauer. But, Susan, before we kick it back to continue the events just prior, we've made it up to the events just prior to 9/11, the attack on the coal, the knowledge it was given. I want to kick it over to Eric Lovely for a minute. We didn't have a lot of time in the first hour to get him on, and he's got some questions, especially the involvement or the CIA and their involvement in a questionable activity without a doubt. And he took some of these questions, and I want to give him the opportunity to pose them to you. So let me kick it over to Eric Lovely. Eric Lovely, take it away.
Oh, well, first let me say, you know, thanks for being here. But, you know, there are some real questions because you're dealing with the public. And being that you are basically a CIA operative, which – you know, you're not an agent. In other words, you don't carry a certificate and walk around, I guess, in their office as an actual CIA agent. But what we're looking at is an operative or in-country performance of duties for the CIA. Now, with people who are awake
and directed, yes.
Okay, with people who are awaking and who are coming into true knowledge, and now that the well, I've talked about the story for a long time. We continue to talk about the George Bush, but the Bush family really in whole, and how, you know, Hillary Clinton is a Bush. We know that Obama is a Bush. We know that Dick Cheney is a Bush. We know that all of these people are Bushes. We also know through congressional record and documentation who the Bush family is and how their entire fortune comes from Nazi gold, that they're basically Nazis. They, you know, infiltrated the country and was laundering Adolf Hitler's gold in the early 30s in the attempted coup behind Smedley Butler. The prosecution of the Bush family disappears for one reason or another, and then you continue to have Bushes in the White House and so forth. As a CIA agent and being, you know, you're attached to this word called intelligence, how do you deal with people in the public who come to you when you're talking about credibility and inside jobs? I mean, how, as a CIA agent who should basically be intelligent and know who they work for, how do you spend all of those years doing such good work as less than 0.1% of the CIA does, and the other 0.9%? I mean, well, the other 0.9% is this year alone. You have almost a dozen planes downed all across the world. They're all CIA planes. They're all packed to the gills with cocaine and heroin. They're all traveling into the country. Okay, into the United States, the CIA is bringing them in. You know that the if you follow the CIA back to its birthplace, it comes from a conglomeration of Joseph Stalin and some other individuals during World War II, and we could get into that. I did a whole show on it. But how do you deal with people who are seeing this knowledge and saying, well, if we who are no one knows who the CIA really is, how did you spend so many years in the belly of the beast and not know what it was?
Oh, I did know. I did know what they were. I believed very passionately that, first of all, I have to tell you, I hated the first Gulf War. And I was horrified, really angry at the sanctions on Iraq. And the sanctions destroyed education, health care. 2 million human beings died from the sanctions. I don't care if they're foreigners. I don't care if they're Islamic or Jewish. To me, it doesn't matter. You don't get to tell me, not you, I don't mean to say you like I'm challenging you, but that it's wrong to kill 6 million people in the Holocaust, but it's acceptable to kill 2 million people in Baghdad. I don't care. I used to tell everybody, I don't care who's doing the killing. I don't care who's doing the dying. It's wrong, and I'm going to do anything that I can to help stop it. So they knew, the CIA knew up front that I would harass my handlers all the time about the abuses of Iraq and how the intelligence community and the media, the corporate media, the punditry was lying, overwhelmingly lying, fabricating nonsense, garbage stories about the Iraqis and ignoring the tragedy. If there had been an internet, you know, from there was a young internet. See, this is the thing. We've progressed and evolved so much. It's fantastic. But we started in the mid 90s with the internet. Just like 95, 96 is when it was just starting to come to the public. And we've progressed so much. But you know, if the sanctions had been, if the internet had come 10 years sooner, and the maturity had level had been reached so that the blogs were in full force, they never would have been able to do it. Because the internet media, if it had come 10 years sooner, would have stopped them. I would have been able to go to the internet media. There would have been somebody to listen to me. To help me get this story out of so that we could confront and defy the corporate media. My whole life, my career as an asset has been an irony that I wanted to get information to the public, and even as an asset I wanted to get better information, better quality information to the public, but the corporate media refused to cover what I knew, and then degraded my reputation, though I don't care, but they tried to destroy my reputation. They said I was incompetent, that I was a lunatic, that I was a crazy religious person, and I do believe in God. I realize there's a lot of atheism today. I don't care. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. It just so happens that I do have a very strong faith in God and the universal force of justice. But,
Eric's question, you know, and I want to follow up on Eric's a little bit. I mean, did you understand how insidious, the CIA
was? CIA is?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I understood that, for example, I mean, the irony was that my team of Richard Fuse and Paul Hoven, now my guys were really good guys. Paul Hoven outed Oliver North, but I understood Iran-Contra. Paul Hoven today would be considered a traitor. If Iran-Contra broke today, Paul Hoven would be arrested and thrown in prison for outing Oliver North and showing the cocaine and heroin trafficking, and the Iranian arms sales, even though it was so reprehensible and destructive. He would have been sent to prison by the CIA and Defense Intelligence Agency for exposing the fraud and defense waste in the Pentagon budget. Because we have got this crazy notion of national security where you're not supposed to tell Americans the truth anymore. But fortunately, I was part of a team, a very tight team, and Richard Fuse and Lockerbie was all about how the CIA was importing heroin into the United States straight into Frankfurt and London and New York, the major hubs of Europe and the United States, so that they could profit and fund their black budgets.
Mm-hmm. And what's been happening here, I believe, in Afghanistan, the Taliban had completely wiped out all heroin trafficking. It previously had been like 70% of the world supply, dropped down to 1, and then boom, US invasion right after 9/11, perfectly justifiable, and then it goes up to being 90% of the world's heroin supply again.
That's right. I put this in my book. It was down to, in Afghanistan, the last year of the Clinton administration, year 2000, it was down to less than 150 tons of opium production every year in Afghanistan. A year after 9/11, as of 2003, the start of 2003, it had risen to 3,000 tons of opium, and by the end of the Bush administration, it was 8,000 tons of opium production.
All right, hold it there. We're going to take this break. When we come back, I'm going to kick it over to Eric because I think he had another question. We're going to be back with Eric Lovely, Vinnie Eastwood, and Susan Lindauer in 3.5 minutes. Hang tight, guys.